Hi, and welcome to the Mending Bridges podcast, the podcast where different generations discuss topics from their perspective. I'm your host, Carla, your resident millennial, and along with me today is my co-host,
Dean, and I am your resident baby boomer.
Happy New Year and welcome to 2022. I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for continuing to support us throughout this last year. And I hope you will continue to follow us in making more memories in 2022. I wish this new year finds you in good health. May it bring you peace, joy, and happiness. May this coming year lead you on a new exciting adventure, complete with life-changing experiences.
Welcome to 2022. New year, new outlook in life, and new adventures for this new year. I hope it brings all of us good health, better outcome, and may you get all your life's biggest dream come true for 2022.
I have some New Year's jokes. Okay, the first one. They say New York City has the best New Year's celebration, but I say it's overrated. Every year they drop the ball.
And that's a bad way to start off the year, is dropping the ball right off the bat.
Okay, so the next one. Why did 2021 go by in a blur? My resolution must have been too low. Okay, the next one. I'm going to stay up late this New Year's Eve, not to ring a new year, but to make sure this one leaves.
Oh, yeah.
That's someone really? That had a bad year, huh?
I'll have to join you for that one.
Okay. This is also, of course, the time of year that everyone reviews their previous year's goals and accomplishments and also set new goals or resolutions for the new year. So according to a study in the Journal of Psychology, only 46% of people who made a New Year's resolution were actually successful. So that means over 50% failed, right? And they also looked at non-resolvers, and those are people who did not make a resolution but had a goal they wanted to achieve that year. And only 4% of them were actually successful in accomplishing their goals. So even though less than 50% of people who made resolution actually achieved them, it seems it's a lot better to actually make resolution than not to make it, because then only 4% actually achieve those goals. Have you made any plans, or are you planning to make any resolutions for 2022?
Yes, I do make resolutions, and I usually make them at the end of the previous year. So towards the end of December, I start making my resolution for the coming year. So that way, New Year's Day, I have time to revel and enjoy and all that stuff and not be boggled down with making resolutions, because that time you want to be partying and enjoying the new year. And that's me.
Yeah, that's true. I usually start towards the end of the year as well. Last year, I started setting my goals in December. And because I don't think there's any reason why you have to wait until the new year. The way I see it, it's like getting a head start, really, just like you said. If you're giving yourself a year, so from January to December, but you actually started a year before, you actually started a month before. So in actuality, you have 13 months, so you just gain a month there. So you may actually end up achieving your goal a month earlier, which is always a good thing. Or let's say some issues arise, so there is some delay in getting to where you want to in your goal, but you'll still have that extra month. Or if you start your resolution before even December, then whatever additional time you started it, you'll still have that extra time that you may still be able to complete your goal before the end of the year. Do you find it helpful to make resolutions?
Yes, I do, because then you know it, you know, you have a sense of direction as to what you're heading towards, mm-hmm. more than just, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah, and sometimes we forget something too. Like we might think of something like, I would love to do that this coming year, but if you don't put it down on paper, you might actually forget it until several months pass, and it might be too late to get it done within that year. You may have to delay it further. So yeah, I think I agree with you. I think having a list of things you want to accomplish is always good in my book. Okay. I have a list of top 10 resolutions that are made each year, but before I go through the list, any guesses to what resolution you think will be on there?
Number one, to lose weight. Get in shape. Everybody's number one.
Yeah, lose weight is on it. It was definitely on my list last year. And while I didn't reach my goal, I did reach about 60 to 70% of it. So I'm giving myself grace and I'm still happy with that, because if I didn't have a goal, I probably wouldn't know where I'm at or even lose any.
Well, congratulations on that, because most people after the first month or the second month, most people don't reach the second month in following up with their goals. So congratulations on doing such a good job.
Thank you. Okay, any other guess?
Make more money or get rich.
To save more money. So yeah, so you're right, because sometimes to save more money, you can either get a job that pays more money or spend less so that you can save more. Another mm-hmm. one that's on the list, get organized. I think that really helps with time management. Learn a new skill or hobby. Is there anything that you've learned this last year, new skill or hobby?
Yeah, I have learned a few new skills. Hobby, no. My one hobby is watching TV, and that seems to remain constant through all the years.
Well, that's not new. That's not a new one.
It's just changing what I watch, more or less. So now I'm watching more mindset-less comedy.
Okay. I took up gardening last year. I started growing some veggies towards the end of the year, and I have really enjoyed it. It's been very calming for me. I think it's my own version of meditation. And now that I think about it, I've never actually successfully meditated. You listen to the instructions while you're trying to meditate, and especially when they tell you to turn your mind off or don't think about anything. Like, how are you supposed to do that when you're actually listening to a guided meditation? Like, how would you hear the instructions if you're turning your mind off and you're not thinking about anything? So I found that was very, very good for my mental health. And of course, the reward is that I have salads that I pick from my own garden, and I got some veggies and fruits. So small, but I mean, it's very enjoyable for me. I enjoyed it. So I'll definitely be continuing that this year as well. Okay. And another one on the list is live life to the fullest. I think especially after the last 2 years when we've lost so many loved ones, I think this is definitely one that a lot more people are probably adding to their list. Or, you know, people who are at home more and not able to do certain things that they want to do. I think this is, you know, hitting them like, you know what, life's too short. You just got to go out there and have some fun.
Well, this year with, you know, everybody wants to do things differently and go out and enjoy. And at the same time, you want to do that, but you're leery and weary. So it's becoming a balancing act of going out and enjoy and live life.
Okay, our next one is quit smoking. Not one I've ever had on my list. I'm glad I've never smoked, but you know, I can sympathize with those who are smokers and have a difficult time quitting.
Me neither. Never smoked, never have, and never will.
Travel more.
Definitely. That's one of the things I intend on doing this year, is traveling, whether locally or internationally. We need to travel more. Get back into the traveling. You know, we used to travel a bit before, and then we kind of became homebodies. So now I think it's time we hit the road again.
So let's look at some of the tips to make your goals more achievable. The first one is called SMART goals, and SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time sensitive. We're more likely to accomplish our goals if it's measurable, if we have it on a timetable, and we're very specific. We don't just put broad goals like, oh, I want to make $1 million this year. You know, we need to break that down to see if that's actually achievable. Well, how are you going to make that $1 million? Are you going to get an additional job? Are you going to start your own business and sell something? Are you going to invest more? Or like, what are the steps below getting $1 million, making $1 million a year? Is it achievable within that time period? Writing down your goals so that you don't forget them. And share your resolution with others. So, which is part of like accountability. See, some of us, we make our goals to ourselves. We may not achieve them because some people need someone holding them accountable in order to accomplish their goal.
So that is correct. That is a good way to approach things. And the one thing that I say, accountability partner is an awesome thing. It helps you more to do what you say you're going to do. So get a partner.
Yeah. Is there any moment that stood out for you in 2021?
There's been so many, but the one thing that I remember and that I thought that was really nice and that was something positive in a year of all this confusion and turmoil. I saw that Meghan Markle was helping out in California. She was actually delivering food, not just having her butler or someone take the food out to the people, but she was actually going door to door, dropping off food, helping to deliver food to the neighbors who really needed it. And I thought that was a good example. And something that we should all strive to do is help in our local neighborhood as much as possible, even in just one small way.
Yeah. When I was looking at the things that happened in 2021, this one kind of shook me because so many things happened in 2021 that I thought that actually happened back in 2020. And there's the unfortunate incident of Surfside Building that collapsed. You know, that was my first time, and I think a lot of people's first time seeing something like that happen without it being a natural disaster that caused it, like an earthquake or a hurricane or something. It was just, you know, building issues and the failure of keeping up with maintenance that caused that tragedy to happen. The aftermath of that as well, where other buildings were being evacuated and being condemned because they themselves were not even keeping up with the current procedures that were in place to keep people safe. Much less going into additional stuff that we're going to now have to put in place so the Surfside incident doesn't happen again, because some of those codes are outdated. Some of the, you know, because with the rising seas and, you know, all the issues that's going on because of global warming, some new changes will have to now be looked at. But just with the stuff that's already existing, they were not being followed. So I don't know why that we always wait until a huge tragedy like this to happen before people pay attention and wake up. Like, why do we always have to lose people before we do something? Biggest TV show of the year happened, Squid Games. And guess what? Still haven't seen it. I guess I feel like, well, everybody's watching it right now. I won't watch it yet. But then everybody starts talking about it. So you kind of feel like you've watched it without watching it, right? You already know all the spoilers, so you're not that rushed to watch it, I guess. Actually, with Squid Games, I do have it in my queue to see because it had done so well that I'm sure there will be a part two. So I think I'll definitely watch season one before season two. So you're still looking forward that 2022 will be a better year, that we'll be more resilient, we'll be strong. Well, we definitely more resilient and stronger, but we're looking for a happier year because we've been through the ringer with these last 2 years. So we're still hoping that this new year will be brighter, less riddled with issues. We can always hope.
Yeah, we sure can. And we need to. We need to hope for better, brighter things for 2022.
Mm-hmm. One of the good things, hey, we still have a podcast, so I'm hoping to get more done this year, be more focused and present with the podcast, so we'll have more episodes going out this year. And again, thanks to all our listeners. Hopefully we'll have a fantastic 2022 together.
Best wishes for 2022.
We've reached the end of today's podcast. Thanks for hanging with us. Stay tuned until our next podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Mending Bridges and on Facebook at Mending Bridges Podcast. Please remember to rate us and review us wherever you listen to us. Stay safe until next time. Bye.
Bye.